Welcome to Up Cumberland Outdoors. Today I've got Jacob Young with Fall Creek Falls State Park. Jacob, tell us a little bit about your role with Fall Creek Falls State Park.
Well, Brad, I'm glad to be here, first of all. I'm the park superintendent at Fall Creek Falls, so I run that operation. Fall Creek Falls is around 30,000 acres now. We've got a big staff, around 2 million folks a year that come to visit us, so I oversee that.
And, Jacob, I know, you know, Fall Creek's had a lot going on the past year. You know, you got some big, you know, big changes, big things happened over there. So what new amenities and operations does Fall Creek Falls have to offer now?
So I'll just go through the whole list. We've got a lot of things going on from camping. We've got over 222 RV sites. We've got backcountry options and primitive options as well. We've got 30 cabins. We've got brand new lodge and restaurant. It's got 85 rooms, restaurant, conference centers, recreation halls, 2 group camps, 2 youth camps, 18-hole golf course. And then we've got a 365-acre lake and a couple of the new things. And I need to mention our zip line as well. We've got a zip line. And then the village area of the park has the general store and the outfitters. There's just a lot of things you can do. Some of the newer things that we've got going on are the new lodge. So a lot of folks haven't got out to check the new restaurant and lodge yet. It's a beautiful building. It looks like a park. It fits in well. Ties in with the new visitor center that's been open a couple years across the lake. So we're excited to have those two things. And then our nature center. We'll be talking about trails a little later, but we've got 2 brand new swinging bridges, and we're hoping to get a couple more coming in the next 2 years. But you can view one of those at our new nature center. I call it new. We've done a lot to it. So we've redone the inside, the outside. ADA pathways have been repaved. There's brand new overlooks there. And then we're about to add some new entry. One off the back, when you come off this beautiful bridge, you're looking at the back of the building. So we're going to improve that access. So we think more folks will actually be able to come through the building and see the exhibits that way. So we're excited about that. And then Campground C, for those of you that's camped at Fall Creek Falls, it was not the best destination. It was probably the last site you were going to find was going to be C, but that's about to change. All those sites have been knocked down and completely redone, and they're going to be full hookup, 50-amp sites, full sewer, brand-new bathroom. And we took it from 38 sites down to around 20, but they're going to be 20 really nice sites, and we're hoping to see that open in the spring. So that's just a few. We've had a lot of deferred money. We may talk about that later, but that's allowed us to do a lot of the backlog maintenance projects. So if we get into that, we can talk all afternoon, but lots of good things happening at Fall Creek Falls.
So a lot of big changes come along, the inn there, the beautiful. If you've not been down to see it, you know, the lodge there at Fall Creek is gorgeous. You know, they did a wonderful job. The restaurant's fantastic. You know, y'all doing great work there. Jacob, tell us about, everybody, this time of year, trails is a big thing. You know, how many trails you got there at Fall Creek Falls?
We've got around a dozen trails, and I say around. We've got a couple that aren't on our maps, but around a dozen that you're going to find that are listed. And I'm going to talk a little bit about Virgin Falls today, too, because Virgin Falls is still considered part of Fall Creek Falls, so you can add more to that list if you've never done that. That's a beautiful destination. But I had folks this afternoon calling wanting to know what the leaves were doing, and we are seeing. I'm the wrong person to ask because I'm colorblind. I can see a lot of change in the colors, but leaves are starting to change, so folks are coming out and enjoying that. And then this temperature dropping has just got everybody excited. So the campfires are rolling. But we've got over 50 miles of trail. And if you look at Virgin Falls, well over 60 miles of trail. So you've got those big waterfall options where you're going to run into a lot of folks that are doing the same thing. And then you've got the backcountry options in the Wheeler Gulf where you may not run into anybody. So if you're wanting to really get away, you've got that option as well.
So a lot of things to do there. Fall Creek Falls, of course, everybody thinks the waterfalls. So, how many waterfalls actually does Fall Creek Falls have?
So there's 6 big waterfalls, not counting the 3 or 4 big ones at Virgin Falls. And, you go to our nature center, you're going to see Cane Creek. You're going to see Rock House Falls. And then the Cane Creek Cascades, there's 3 right there. And then if you go over to Fall Creek Falls, and you're lucky and it had a little bit of rain, you'll see Fall Creek Falls and Raccoon Falls. And It's rare, but in the winter we'll get some heavy rain. Raccoon Falls will get as big as Fall Creek Falls, and you'll have a big twin 265, 256 foot waterfall. And then we've got Piney Falls as well. So those are the big six that everyone's going to come. And five of those you can check out on a one-mile walk. You can park at the Nature Center and do that, or you can go over to Fall Creek Falls and do that. But for you guys that like to get off the beaten path, you come in the spring, there are waterfalls everywhere. You go through the Wheeler Gulf, go up to Prater Place to Hemlock Falls, you can add a dozen other unnamed waterfalls to that list. So there's a lot of different options. And again, I've mentioned it, but Virgin is a really cool one. Comes out of a cave, goes into a cave. It's silent. You can be standing 100 yards from it, and you don't really hear it till you turn that corner. And then they've got Sheep's Falls and Big Laurel. So if you're a waterfall watcher in Lost Creek, Lost Creek's another one we haven't talked about that's right in the middle. And those are just beautiful waterfalls to go check out.
So a guest can come, you know, they can. A lot of people just want to drive up and see the big falls, but, you know, like you said, the Nature Center, they can hike that in within a mile walk. You said to see what, five of the major ones?
You can, and if you either don't want to walk, don't want to hike, or that's not an option, and you're in a wheelchair or you've got an injury or something like that, you can come to our Nature Center, and we've got the ADA pathway that will lead you around to an overlook of the Cane Creek Gulf. And you can see the top of Cane Creek Falls down to your left, and then you can go behind the building, and you can see Cane Creek Cascades. And then if you go over to Fall Creek Falls, you can park in the parking lot, and it is, you know, a 100-yard walk on a sidewalk, and you can see the big falls. So you don't have to get off onto the trails to go see the waterfalls. There are a few options for everybody.
Well, that's great. We'll be right back with Jacob Young. Welcome back to Upper Cumberland Outdoors. We got Jacob Young with Fall Creek Falls State Park. Jacob, tell us about any special events or upcoming programs you've got coming up at Fall Creek Falls.
So throughout the year, we have all kinds of special events and then programs that are offered, some that are fee-based programs, some that are free to everybody, and then we try to get into our local schools as well. But I would ask everybody to go to our website. If you go to our website, you'll be able to get the most up-to-date, because we do have some things coming up. Dog Cove in Virgin Falls, I noticed they had some hay rides scheduled, and some of those you need to register, and they'll fill up pretty quickly. But special events at Fall Creek, October 22nd, we've got our spectacular event coming. This is one that we're glad to have back. We've had to cancel it the last couple of years. But basically, our campers will decorate their campsites, and then we'll pick the top three at the end of the night, the ones, and some of these guys will really go out, and then they'll hand out candy to the campers, and we have hay rides throughout the park that will help visitors get from their vehicle to the campground itself. So that is a fun evening. We block the road off, keep it as safe as we possibly can, and it gives the kiddos a lot of options to go get them some candy. We'll have games. They'll have a good time. So that's October the 22nd. Wild Foods Day is another event we have at the park in October. That'll be on the 29th, and that's a cool event. You can come out, and if you've never had venison or turkey or some other things that'll be offered, you can come out and get some recipes and tips with cooking wild game, and then you can taste some. So that one's fun to come out. And then Christmas on the Mountain, December the 2nd. We're excited to have that back at the new lodge this year. So everyone is really welcoming that event back. We've tried to do it in the village of the park the last few years, and it worked, but it was very weather dependent, and having it back in that lodge. And for those of you, we keep talking about the lodge, but if you've not seen the big timbers and rock walls in there, it's beautiful. And for a Christmas event, it's going to be spectacular, we believe. So come out for those. And again, check out our website to get the smaller programs that we're having soon.
And that's on the Tennessee State Park website?
Yeah, you can go to TennesseeStateParks.com or go to Fall Creek Falls State Park and just Google that, and it'll take you right to it.
So all that information is found on their parks website. Jacob, what about volunteer opportunities? Do y'all have a friends group or volunteer opportunities? Do you have work days or anything like that?
We do have a friends group for the park, and they need more members, and you guys can reach out to them. Again, there's links to get to them through our website, but you can call us directly at the park, and we'll help you get in touch with our friends group if you're interested in being a member or finding out the things that they're doing. One of the big fundraising events for them was the fall festival that we just had, the Mountaineer Festival. That was a big hit. We were worried about the rain, but we ended up having a wonderful event. As far as volunteer opportunities, we'll put you to work. We'll put you to work. So we have some volunteer days throughout the year, and sometimes we get a lot of success and a lot of people that are interested in those, and sometimes not so much. But if you're interested, I had a local lady yesterday that just wanted to come out and clean up the trails. Absolutely. We'll sign you up for that, and we'll document those hours. If you've got students that are needing to count that for school, we would love to have you. But there's more trails than we can manage sometimes. We have storm cleanup. We have litter cleanup from swimming holes and other things. And then sometimes there's projects like building bridges if you want to help with something like that. So all kinds of opportunities.
The Friends Group program is a great way to give back, you know, to your local parks. So that, you know, Friends of Tennessee State Parks or, you know, Friends of Fall Creek Falls State Park would be a great opportunity for someone to join. You know, that's a wonderful way to give back to your local park.
It's a great thing that you can do. And if you don't have the time to do that and you want to donate to those groups as well, that money stays within that park. And that's something that we use to get equipment. The Friends Group just helped us purchase a new pontoon boat, which we're really excited about. We should be getting that any time. So we're very thankful for the things they do for the park.
That is great. Now, Jacob, tell us about if someone was going to come out to spend the day at Fall Creek Falls and, you know, going to do some hiking or something, what would be some things that you would recommend they might bring or they might need to research before they come out, you know, keep them better prepared to be safe at your park?
Well, like I said earlier, we have a lot of things there at the park. So we have a general store in the village that you can buy pretty much anything you need. And our gift shops at our visitor center and our nature center and our boat dock, we'll have the stuff. But when you're going to get out on the trail, it's up to you to put that in your pack. So you need to have a plan. You need to come out with a map or a well-charged phone with a good trails app on it. You need to know where you're going. You need to tell people where you're going. And you need to make sure when you hit that trail that you've got appropriate shoes. If you're standing at Fall Creek Falls and you're looking down at this 300-foot, almost 300-foot tall waterfall, and you notice that trail's only a quarter mile, that ought to tell you that's a pretty extreme trail. I'm wearing flip-flops today. I might ought to come back and do it a different time. Or go to the general store and buy me some nice hiking shoes. So it's funny, but it's true, and folks do that. So please come with appropriate clothing. Bring some extra clothing in case it rains. And take some water with you when you go down into the gorge or you get on the trails. Take some granola bars. If you have medication, make sure that you have those things with you in case you were to encounter an emergency, weather changes, or you twist your ankle. Or it happens. We don't want that to happen, but it does happen. So just have a few basic things with you and tell people where you're going and be prepared, and you're going to be absolutely fine.
Yeah, we want you to be safe when you go out hiking on a trail. You know, tell someone, just like Jacob said, tell someone where you're going. Have a plan and pack that pack. You know, there's nothing worse than you can ruin a day by not having a plan. So thank you for that information, Jacob. We'll be right back with Park Manager Jacob Young. Welcome back to Overcoming the Outdoors. Today we've got Park Manager Jacob Young with Fall Creek Falls. Now, Jacob, you're an avid outdoorsman and hunter. You know, I hear a lot of times from folks, you know, that they'd love to get into hunting and outdoor sports, but, you know, land access is something that they're lacking. And does Fall Creek Falls have any public hunting land?
So, yes, sir, it does. And this is the, you know, the right time of the year to be talking about this. It's deer season opening. I was in a tree stand this last weekend, so it's a special time of year. But, yes, sir, we do. As I said, we're around 30,000 acres now, and I won't put an exact acreage on it, but over 15,000 acres of Fall Creek Falls is huntable. And we have a couple different areas and different seasons, and I'll break that down for you. We've got a WMA there on the park, and then we've also got State Natural Area. Now, looking at the State Natural Area, that's 10,000 acres that is basically north of the main park around State Route 30, goes into the Mooneyham area, the Wheeler Gulf, Prater Place. Trail goes through there, and those are open for regular season. So you can come in there and hunt archery, you can hunt muzzleloader, you can hunt rifle, and there's a lot of land. Now, it's rugged. It's rugged terrain, but a lot of folks get in there and take advantage of that. And then we've also got the WMA, which is a little closer to the heart of the park. So this is only going to be open for a couple, we have four archery hunts, and the dates normally follow the muzzleloader season. So this year, it's going to be November 5th through the 7th, 8th through the 10th, 11th through the 13th, and then December 9th through the 11th. And if you want to hunt that archery only hunt, you can call the park. You can go to our website and download maps. And when you see our maps, you'll see one called the Huntable Map. And that Huntable Map will break these two hunting zones, and it gives you most of the information you need. You can call the park and get more. And you can also download the Avenza, A-V-E-N-Z-A, Maps app on your phone. That's a free download. And then our hunting map is 99 cents. And it will show you a little dot on there if you were to get turned around, which it's easy to get turned around at Fall Creek. It'll show you where you're at. But that WMA hunt, you show up at the visitor center, you sign in one time, and then when you, if you take an animal, you check that animal in with a ranger. We want to see that animal that's harvested, and that's all you have to do. And those are bonus deer as well. You can take two deer, only one can be a buck per hunt. So that's a total of four hunts. And then there's also, if you go to TWRA's website or get one of their hunting books, you'll be able to see the breakdown of what you can do, what you can do with dogs, what you can't, when squirrel season is. And there's also an archery turkey hunt in that WMA. But again, the northern part, the state natural area, is open to regular season. It's a lot of land up there.
Now, is this any type of special permit to hunt this, or is it just your license or type night? I mean, does it break down in the book, or is it?
I don't want to say it wrong, but I believe it's the 094 that you have to have for the state natural area. Mm-hmm. If you've got your sportsman's license, it's covered. Okay. Again, I ask everybody to refer to TWRA. They're the experts on that. Mm-hmm. Make sure you got the right license. But I know that the sportsman's covers it, and I believe all you need is the 094, but you will need that as well to hunt either of those areas.
Now, do y'all have any special hunts besides that? Do you have anything that you all sponsor or anything that y'all put on coming up?
We have the Wounded Warrior Hunt that's going to come up in December, and this is through a partnership, SCI, TWRA, and there's other groups. I don't want to miss anybody. I'll forget somebody. But that is a special hunt, and it's limited to a small group of folks, but we maybe have 15, 17, 18 hunters that will come in. And then we have other agencies that come in and hunt as guides with them, and that'll be on our golf course in a couple areas of the park. Now, that one's close. You'd have to go through them to try if you had somebody that was interested. That one fills up pretty quick. You would have to reach out to TWRA on that, and they would tell you what the process is to get signed up. But for us at the park, that was something that Jim Hall started, and it's just a special time if you've ever been out there with these guys and listen to them as they talk about their families and they share their stories. And then they help us with some overpopulation issues around the golf course as well.
So that's a great way to get giving back in a way. You know, these guys have sacrificed so much for our country, and in a way, you know, giving them opportunity to get out and enjoy something that they love. So that's awesome. Sounds like an awesome event.
Yes, sir, it is.
Jacob, what's you being a hunter and everything, what's your favorite season? Tell us about your favorite season, what you enjoy the most.
Turkey season is my favorite season, to be honest with you, and it took me a while to get there. I grew up in DeKalb County. I absolutely love walking the creeks and walking in the hollers, and just this weekend sitting in a tree stand and watching the sun come up, and Sunday evening sitting as a thunderstorm went over. I don't know, probably wasn't the safest thing, but it was north of me. But there were deer in the field, and it's just a spiritual, magical time for me. But when the trees start greening and the flowers start blooming and those turkeys are gobbling, there's not much that does it for me like that. So spring turkey hunting is my favorite thing to do in the woods.
Well, I've known you a while and know how much you love the outdoors and know how much you like sharing that, you know, with your children and other children and your family. And so really appreciate you. What you love doing for parks and what you love doing for the hunting sport. So I appreciate you being on the show today. Folks, it's been another episode of Upper Cumberland Outdoors. I'm your host, Brad Halfacre. Let's get outdoors.